it seems, you know, the Europeans are ever more hell-bent on widening this, making it as wide as possible.
It does. I think Merz and Macron and Starmer in particular, but other leaders too, following in their wake, so to speak, I think they're all going to be gone very shortly. I don't think any of them are long live, because I think their people are going to understand eventually what's going on. You know, I know people don't believe me, but in 2002, I was there when we started buying governments. We bought newspapers, we bought editors, we bought reporters, we bought politicians, we bought people who would be Jens Stoltenbergs. Mm-hmm. We bought people to change, and we didn't do it the way the CIA did it in Chile, for example, in 68, 69, and 70, and turn them all against Allende. We didn't do it for that reason, because we disguised it. We disguised it by weaponizing liberal democracy. Hmm. And we sent in non-governmental organizations. We sent in USAID. We sent other people in. We call them quahogs, some of them, quasi-government operations. Oh. We sent them in, and they had a mission. And they didn't even know why they were carrying out their mission in many events. Their mission was to democratize these people, and to democratize them in a way that would make them want to be members of NATO.